All right, Yoni requested that we speak about birthdays today. Now, the topic of birthdays really should be split into two separate topics, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to split into two separate topics because one topic is just birthdays in general, what the Jewish view, whether a birthday is a day worth celebrating and how to celebrate it properly. And there's really not that much on that topic in terms of Mar Makomos. And then the second topic is, let's assume we're going to celebrate or observe or congratulate or something on a birthday. Is there anything wrong with using the secular birthday as opposed to using the Hebrew birthday? Because in America, it seems that most people that celebrate their birthdays do so on the Gregorian calendar birthday rather than on the Jewish calendar birthday. So I guess we'll save the calendar issue for tomorrow. And today we'll just talk about birthdays in general. So there is a Yerushalmi in Rosh Hashanah Paragimel, Halacha Ches, where the Yerushalmi says that when Amalek came out to fight with the Jewish people, they were careful to put the people whose birthday it was on the front lines. And the idea was that the people whose birthday it was, Karben Edo explains, one of the commentators in the Sefer Yerushalmi, that when it's your birthday, you have a special mazel, and therefore they figured they'll have better luck by putting the people whose birthday it was on the front lines. So on the one hand, you would say, okay, but that's Amalek. So you see that Amalek believes that birthdays are meaningful, but that doesn't really tell us much about ourselves and what we should believe. However, the Chida and all these first few sources I'm going to be quoting to you are I took directly from the Sefer Minhag Yisrael Torah, page 264, the Sefer Minhag Yisrael Torah. It's a very interesting little likut of justifications for Minhagim, so he discusses birthdays over there for a paragraph or two. So he points out that the Chida writes that it's not merely a belief that the Amalekim had and the pagans had, but it's actually something that the Kabbalah believes as well, that we, Alpi Kabbalah, Judaism believes also, that there is some sort of special mazel when it comes time, meaning the anniversary of any date, I suppose is what the issue is, the anniversary of any date is meaningful in terms of it's not just another day forward in your life and we just view life as one big long string, right, or one timeline, but rather it's circular, and that's why, like we have in Yom Tovim, every Pesach we're experiencing Cheirus again, because that's the Teva of that day. So the Teva of the day that you were born, when it comes back around to that cycle, is a day of Hischadshus for you, is a day of great mazel, because it's the day that you were brought into this world. And that's the basic idea. Rav Chaim Palagi writes that a person should give extra tzedakah on his birthday, because the mazel of that day will allow your tzedakah to have a much greater impact. Sometimes you give tzedakah, you're not really sure just how much of an impact it's going to have, how much it's going to help, but when you have a little mazel behind you, so it'll give it a little more impact when someone gives tzedakah. Now, there is a discussion in Maseches Erevin and Daf Yud Gimel, a very fascinating discussion, where the Gemara tries to figure out whether it's Noach Lola Adam Shalom Nivra Yoser Mishanivra or Noach Lola Adam Shanivra Yoser Mishalom Nivra. Meaning, would we have been better off had we not been born? Or is it better for us to be born, to have been brought into this world? So the Gemara discusses an Erev and Daf Yud Gimel. Very fascinating discussion. Because obviously it's L'may Nafkamina, we have to Torah Mitzvahs either way. No, Nafkamina is in terms of theology. Now, do we view this as a great blessing that we were brought down into this world? Or would it have been a greater blessing to keep our neshamas up in Shemayim and not to have to go through the experience of this world? So the Gemara has a discussion back and forth, and the Gemara, after some discussion, says that as a maskana, that it's Noach lal adam shelo nivra, better had we not been born. A little bit of a depressing Gemara. So there are achronim who suggested, based on that, the Sefer Divrei Torah, one of the Munkach Rebbe's, the Satmar Rebbe once said about, it's probably Lashon Hara to say, Satmar Rebbe, I won't say it. The Satmar Rebbe had some nice Lashon Hara to say about it. But anyway, the Sefer Divrei Torah, one of the Munkach Rebbe's, writes that based on that Gemara, it seems that there's no reason to celebrate the anniversary of your birth. Adrabba, it's a sad day. You wish you would not have been born. Didn't he say mazel to somebody when they had a baby? Yeah, it's mazel for the parents. For the parents, they're mekayim a mitzvah, it's wonderful, they brought a life into this world. But for the person himself who's born, it's not actually great mazel to be born. It would have been much better off had he not been born. However, although the Sefer Divrei Torah writes this way, l'chora, one could argue on that. Because Tosos and Maseches Erevin, on the spot, points out that that Gemara seems to be directly against the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Hey, where the Gemara says that we have to have Hakaras HaTov to our parents and our forefathers because we would never be here without them. And therefore we have to have Hakaras HaTov to them. And in fact, when Rav Shechta talks about the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Aim, he often talks about that Gemara in Avodah Zarah, and he talks about how a person has to have Hakaras HaTov to their parents, a basic sense, Bein Adam L'Chavero, of Hakaras HaTov, like we discussed. Minchas Chinuch, Lamed Gimel, has a big discussion whether Kibud Av V'Aim is Bein Adam L'Chavero, Bein Adam L'Makom, but it probably has elements of both, and the Bein Adam L'Chavero element is just Hakaras HaTov, that we're here. So Tal says, what do you mean Hakaras HaTov? I'd be better off if I weren't here. They weren't doing me any favors by bringing me here. The Gemara in Erevin says that I'd be better off if I weren't here. So Tosus is miyashiv the stira by saying that there's a difference between someone who's a tzaddik and someone who's not a tzaddik. If you're a tzaddik, then for a tzaddik it's noach lo shenivra, better to be here, pass all the nisyonos that this world presents and become a tzaddik, than to be lo nivra and not have that opportunity and just remain as a neshama. But if you're not a tzaddik, so it's better for the neshama to stay up in shemayim and not go through this world. So l'chora, anyone who's a tzaddik does have what to celebrate on his birthday. It's a really happy day. So how do you define tzaddik in this regard? So I've heard from Rav Shechter several times when he discusses the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Aim. Remember when I was in Karen B'Yavna, we used to have a Shabbaton together with Shalavim and Gush, where we used to have three Shabbatons a year, where all the Americans would get together from the different yeshivos. I don't know if they still do it, but I was in Shalavim. I don't know if it was that Shabbos, different Shabbos, and Rav Shechter was there, and he said at the time that, Ms. Tama, everyone here is a tzaddik, you're all learning in yeshivos, you're Shomri Torah mitzvos, meaning tzaddik is not someone that they make a Rebbe card of, or that they put Hagona Tzaddik before his name. You know, tzaddik just means it's someone who's a Shomer Torah Mitzvah, someone who tries their best and observes Torah Mitzvahs to the best of their ability. That's a tzaddik. So for people like us, it's Noach Lo Shenivra. So it seemed based on that we're much better off having been born than not having been born, according to that Tosos, and therefore we have what to celebrate. Even the Divrei Torah, the Munkacher, writes that a non-Jew who's only chayiv in Shev Mitzvahs Bnei Noach and therefore has a pretty easy time in this world avoiding Averos, so he would have what to celebrate, the Divrei Torah writes. So if you're going to say that for the non-Jew, so then Lechari, you should say it for the Jew who's here with them Torah Mitzvahs, right? Because HaKadosh Baruch wants to be mezaka us to have the opportunity to do so many Torah Mitzvahs and is able to do the Torah Mitzvahs, right? A Jew who's able to pretty much live a life of Torah Mitzvahs, it's even greater. It's worthwhile celebrating the fact that he was born. There is this idea that maybe non-Jews should be different, again, because based on that Yerushalmi, the source of the idea that a birthday is a day of special mazel, was said legabe the Amalekim, and the only source in Chumash that we find for a birthday is Paro making a birthday party for himself in Perek Mem of Sefer Bereishis. Right? Chazal tells us it was his birthday that when he had the dreams and he called Yosef, etc. Right? That was the idea. But generally speaking, so there is reason to believe that it should only apply for Goyim and not for Jews. However, it does seem that the minhag of many Gedolei Yisrael, while they didn't make a big deal out of their birthdays, they certainly didn't feel it was something to ignore entirely. I'm told from members of Rav Moshe Feinstein's family that he used to like it for his grandchildren to call him on his birthday, that he felt that was proper kavod to give to his Zaydi, to call him on his birthday and wish him well and give him bracha, meaning obviously he felt it had some sort of significance. The only place in Igros Moshe where Rav Moshe mentions birthdays is where Rav Moshe talks about a bas mitzvah. Rav Moshe writes in his tshuva about a bas mitzvah, it's in Igros Moshe, or Chaim Aleph, Simon Kuf Dalin, and where he says that, you know, a bas mitzvah is really just a glorified birthday party. Which, so mashma, that there's maybe something to a birthday party, or not that there's something to it, but that there's nothing wrong with it. Meaning he's trying to say that there's nothing to a bas mitzvah. Rav Moshe writes in that tshuva, if I had the ability to be mevatel bar mitzvahs, I would do that too, the way people often celebrate their bar mitzvahs. But Rav Vadi Yosef notably disagrees with Rav Moshe. Rav Vadi Yosef in a couple of tshuvas, he has in Yechavadas as well as in Yabia Omer, where he disagrees with Rav Moshe. He thinks a bas mitzvah is a wonderful thing to celebrate, and a girl reaching gil mitzvos is also something worthy of celebration. And Rav Vadia says, and if it is just a birthday party, what's wrong with celebrating a birthday with some Divrei Torah? It's a wonderful way to celebrate a birthday. So there is this idea that perhaps celebrating a birthday is worthwhile. But again, celebration should be in the proper way. There's also an idea that there are certain milestone birthdays. That milestones, certain birthdays are significant. The Gemara Moed Katan Dav Chav Ches talks about Rav Yosef made a Yom HaTov L'Rabbanan when he turned 60, when he became 60 years old. Why? What's the significance of a 60th birthday? So the 60th birthday is when you know you're not Chayiv Kares anymore. So there is a possibility that the 60th birthday is like a big burden off your shoulders, that you know that you want a Chayiv Kares. That's worthy of celebrating when a person becomes turns 60. The Tshuvas Ginza Yosef says that Anshe Maisa, it's Rav Yosef Engel, says that Anshe Maisa have the minug to say Shechianu over a new fruit or a new baguette on their birthdays. Chavis Yair says that you should make a special su'uda and say Shechianu on Dafka on the 70th birthday. What's the 70th birthday? Why Dafka 70th? Because again, the assumption is that Chazal always assume that Yimei Shnosov Shel Adam is Shivim Shana, that the average lifespan is 70 years. So if you make it to 70, it shows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't take you early. That's a nice milestone in its own right. So it's always kedai. Go through the Mishnah. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Ben Chamish Lemikra, Ben Esra. The Mishnah goes through what happens at Esra, Mit Shloshim, Arbayim, Mit Chamishim. Each of them are a milestone. So there is something about reaching those milestones that itself is worthy of celebration. So it's probably kedai to celebrate those as well. And that was done for gedolim throughout the generations. In fact, the Ksav Sofer writes that on his 50th birthday, in his Tshuvas in Yerodeyasim Kuf Mem Ches, he says on his 50th birthday he made a special siyum on Maseches Pesachim, and he had a special hodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu continues to help him fight the reform in the tradition of his father. And you find others as well. I think Rav Yosef Salant or Shmuel Salant, one of them, they made a big birthday party for them when they turned 80. And you have Gedolei Yisrael did not shy away from these things, that it's kedai to celebrate certainly milestone birthdays, and it certainly makes sense that when a person reaches the day that they were born and they're at tzaddik and it's noach l'adam shenivra, that it's worthy of celebrating the anniversary of that day. Again, not just by eating and drinking, but with divrei Torah, with showing respect in adam l'chavera, with doing something, giving tzedakah. A lot of the posts can talk about. So again, no halachic requirement to celebrate, but it shows something. It's just like the anniversary of any event is somewhat meaningful. The anniversary of one's birth is also meaningful. Tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem will discuss how you judge that anniversary. Is it based on the Hebrew date or the English date? Is there any problem with celebrating an anniversary of an English date, related obviously to what we discussed last time with Rav Huttner and Thanksgiving? Okay.